Hey everyone, it's Walker. I just wanted you to know that we are still putting bonus content out there. If you want an extra episode every week, become a subscriber. It's available exclusively on Spotify for just $3.99 a month. Also, anytime we are between seasons and not putting out any free episodes, we will keep the bonus episodes coming. And if you subscribe today, you get access to the back catalog of all the bonus episodes that we've already done that you haven't heard yet. So if you're a hardcore I Don't Need an Acting Class listener, check out the bonus subscription on Spotify. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
The self-tape, which is right up there with the close-up, is where we get most exposed because we think we're listening, but we don't realize that listening is active. There is a point where you realize that you have a tendency to wait for a cue. I mean, that is the thing, by the way, with self-tapes that I notice right away. With self-tapes, what I notice is that actors are waiting for a cue. And if I say to an actor, you're not listening, the actor will invariably say, I am listening. If I were shooting this and all of you were listening, you would realize how active it is. Some people are thinking and taking it in. Fortunately, this group, I can't tell if anybody thinks I'm full of shit. Some often can. But I mean, there is a play going on when you're not talking. Well, we should have known that all along. We should have guessed that all along. We have actually known that all along. So, you know, again, this is like one of those things we have to learn. It's all active. Same thing with looking out the window. I always think you're looking out the window. No, I am looking out the window. No, really seriously, I'm looking out the window. But it's again, nothing is going on. I always threaten, if I find that my actors aren't listening, I threaten them to send them to Meisner classes. And then they all go, anything but that. Please, anything but that. And I've always said, yeah, I don't get it. I'm sorry, but your shirt is blue. My shirt is blue. Your shirt is blue. My shirt is blue. I've never understood how that's going to make me live off of somebody saying to me, what light through yonder window breaks? It's just like, I never got it. And people have explained it to me and they've demonstrated it to me. And I knew Sandy socially. And he was one of the nicest men I'd ever met. And yet, Amanda and JP did an exercise, which I think is a great exercise for listening. And they each took a different point of view about whether or not actors should marry. And that it was got so intense. JP said actors should marry, and Amanda said they shouldn't marry. And so in playing this particular dual actions, you're forced to listen because you have to respond. This is the joy of improv. The joy of improv is that you are forced to listen so you can respond to your partner.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How am I not going to get married as an actor, right? I mean, it's not even conceivable, right? Like, how am I going to do a like a self-tape. So I need somebody to read the self-tape with me, right? What am I going to call one of my buddies? I'm like, at my age, everybody's married. It's like, I got to just do that alone. I got to be married.
That's so silly. I don't even know.
But it's true. I mean, what are you going to do?
There's plenty of people. Call
a mailman,
call a neighbor, anyone, because it's, but first of all, having to not perform, but do that with a partner who knows you as something else, that just takes you out of everything to begin with. So yes, you can find so many other people. I mean, it's a terrible reason to get married, to have a permanent reader. I mean, and this is, again, this is a 2023 problem. This is a 2023 problem. This is not a previous reason to get married.
Listen, obviously it's been a reason, you know, before that too. There's been plenty of reasons an actor should get married. What are we doing? What are we doing besides, I mean, what does an actor do? An actor is like a living, breathing, walking, talking embodiment of art, right? That's what we have to do, right? We're the paintbrush, we're the palette, we're the canvas, right? So what is, you know, art is like what? We're examining, not to get too, you know, highfalutin, to use my favorite Brando word, but it's and he got married several times, to think about what we're going after is the human experience, right? We're living the human experience for people. We're portraying the human experience for people, right? So that's
what there's plenty of human experience that you can use your imagination for. Just because if you have a character who goes into space doesn't mean that you actually need to go into space.
Of course, I know. Listen, one of my master teachers used to say, I'm playing Juliet. What am I going to do? Drink poison every night? So, you know, the whole problem
pretty much, if you're getting married, that is probably what you're going to be doing. Because, I mean, talking about art and creativity, I can't think of anything more constricting than being confined to another role. Because when you're married, you're not just being a free artist. You are in a role. You are a husband. You are a wife. You are a couple. And it's great to think that that's not going to happen. I used to think that's not going to happen. And yet you slip into a role. So
absolutely. But isn't that the actor's quest always, to constantly, you know, remake and break the mold? And so who better? Not that we're navel gazers, but that we're self-aware, you know, to think that, like, we ask ourselves, what am I doing here? What was that? What is it? It's actually healthy for the marriage to have an actor in the marriage, someone who's emotionally intelligent, who's emotionally mature, who's aware of, you know, the dynamics, things that are going between the lines.
But
right?
As far as like adopting different roles in a marriage or otherwise, one of the things that drives marriage into the ground is that people do change. So if you're always taking on another role, or you're in a relationship that someone is preventing you from changing and exploring and taking on different roles, and that does not at all, is not conducive to acting.
Sure, if you want to look at a glass half empty way, but you say change, I say grow. And people always can grow. That's
they don't always
potential,
grow
right? They can grow.
They grow apart, especially if one person is trying to hold on to the person that they married as that person in the snapshot in that time.
But, you know, listen, marriage is about communication. Marriage is about, in any relationship, and, you know, marriage is, to me, it's the sort of the social, for some people, the spiritual expression, outward expression of human love, of human, you know, connection, right? But for any connection, any relationship to really work, to really last, the most important thing is being in the same headspace as someone. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's not a constant thing, but you know, every once in a while, like hopefully once a day, at some point, being in the same headspace, connecting with a person.
Right. And as you're
especially in live theater, that's
roles.
What we're doing. I'm sorry.
Yes, but with a spouse, you're not going to necessarily be in the same headspace, because your headspace is wanting to focus on creating a character, creating your role, focusing on your art, not
absolutely
focusing on the other person. And
yeah, but how
is,
how
unhealthy.
How unhealthy creatively to just constantly be in the, I have to create, I'm doing the art. There's, you know, Brooklyn's
Girls
Alone shows me
you
have to separate.
Excellence. But how do you achieve excellence without being that focused? If you're not, in fact, there was a commencement speech that stars, you have to be all in. So if you're being distracted by needs and wants of another person, not to mention living day in, day out, 24/7 with another person is exhausting. It is going to drain your creativity.
So
There's no recharging.
I would challenge you to think about it this way. Is it all in? Absolutely. Focus, absolutely necessary. But you can't focus on everything all the time. The beautiful thing about marriage, about this commitment, about this life partnership is that it forces you to disengage from the work and have to really engage, like I said, be in the same headspace with someone else.
So on someone else's time frame and schedule. I mean, you're being interrupted by someone else's wants and needs and errands and just day-to-day functioning of life. That doesn't, it's not conducive for focus and for just
if people are not happily married, if people are not communicative, if
which is more than 50% of the population, if over 50% are getting divorced, that just means those are the people who are brave enough to take the step to actually go through, go to an attorney, go pay for all the legal fees. How many people are just existing in unhappy marriages?
That is a
suck on your creative energy as well, because now your focus is thrown off as far as thinking about, God, my life is miserable. What are you going to do? Now you're just existing in this state of suck.
Well, listen, I would say, of course, you know, the optimist says, look, I mean, good for those people that are getting divorced. They're more self-aware. Now they're looking for something. They know they deserve better. They deserve more. That's what the actor, the artist does. I'm self-aware. I can understand that the situation isn't working. What can I do to grow? Like we said before, what can I do to expand and get better? And also,
Independent individual if you want to grow. You can have life experiences.
Yeah, but you're never going to.
Your world shrinks. Suddenly you're not forced to go make plans with other people, to go experience other things, because now you're a couple. I mean, hell, you can just stay home all the time, watch Netflix and chill. There's no reason to go to the opera, go to the theater, go try different things.
But that's a challenge, right? If you want to just accept that this could be just misery and the ball and chain, or if you want to, you know, let your world shrink, like you said, but let your heart grow. You know, you can expand in the interpersonal relationship in ways like how often are we challenged in scripts?
Single person. As an artist, you need to pull on many different life experiences with
people. Jack of all trades, master of none. If you really, really explore the human condition, you can explore between two people. You can explore
master
greater
of none,
than you can
exactly,
explore
Jack,
many.
But what you want to master is your art and your craft and your acting, not master being a husband or a wife in domestic bliss. If that's what you want to put your energy toward, that is what you're going to excel at. Want to excel at your art and your craft, then that's what you need to focus on.
Right, but what's the source? What's the wellspring for creativity for an artist, especially for an actor who is an emotional artist, right? An artist of the human spirit, of the human condition. What's the palette that we're pulling from, right? The human condition. What's
friendship?
The greatest expression of human condition and human
literature?
Connection? It's love. And
marriage is never about love. Marriage has only been about love for about the past 200 years, thanks to what the troubadours. Before that, it was about joining forces, joining property, joining finances. It had nothing to do with love for millennia.
But we've evolved that commitment now, that social commitment, that legal commitment, that binding commitment, where it makes
binding.
Someone have to mature.
You said it, binding.
Yeah, someone has to step up and grow and be mature. Now, to be able to do this, and an artist, I mean, look at a 19-year-old actor compared to a middle-aged actor. There's no comparing the growth that the older human has.
That has nothing to do with marriage. That has to do with life experience. And you're not going to get life experience if you're in a little cell block called marriage. You have to get out there and explore the rest of the world. there's plenty of ways to enjoy the human experience.
This is just brilliant.
Yeah. Does it sound like we're going to get married?
Oh, my God. This is just, everybody come back on. This is fabulous. This was a great kind of discussion / the action to discuss / the action to argue. But it's a very good exercise. If we can learn how to improvise the thoughts that go one to the other when we're working on scenes and when we're working, I think that's the sort of thing that brings it to life. I mean, obviously the two of you could have gone on forever. Thoughts?
I thought it was great. It was entertaining. You're rooting for one, but then you're like, wait, I kind of understand that too. I can see both of their points of view.
Good.
And I kind of agreed a little bit with each one.
Yeah. No. I think that's, yes. I think that is the nature of plays. That they are points of view where it's not so clear. It's not so clear. But I also think, you know, God, what a great exercise for understanding your character's point of view and then wrapping around it at some point an action. We can change actions. And mercifully, Amanda broke through her often superior quality of thinking that JP was clearly an idiot for thinking that. She was actually having a discussion, which means it is possible.
Who knew?
Yes, I know. Good. Corinne, thoughts?
It was like a ping pong match. You know, since JP had to listen to what she said, and then he had to come back, and same with Amanda, she had to listen to JP and come back. So it's not like it was, they knew what they were going to say in advance. So you really had to listen, and then you really had to say, okay, how do I stand my ground and counteract what he's
already? Yeah, that's really, I think that's this is what we are aiming for. When we do scenes. So a scene doesn't sound like somebody waiting for a cue. I mean, you know, bravo, the two of you. You are so committed to your point of view. I mean, that was really it. I think a lot of the work is understanding what is my character's point of view. And then talking it out until I'm sure I own it. This is something I learned from being in class with Strasberg. I love to say that because it sounds so controversial. But Strasberg said improvisation is good for the actor because it forces the actor to think. Most of the time, the actor only remembers. And I thought that was good. And that's why I talk out everything. I mean, I love talking out. I find talking out makes me own it. And when I talk it out, I know when it's not good. And by the way, that's fine. I love knowing that it's not good. And by the way, that will resonate with everything you do.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice and produced by me, Walker Vreeland. The opening track is by Jeffrey Keezer. It's called Miriam from his album Wildcrafted Live at the Dakota. And the closing track is Green Tea by Vendla. If you could, we would just love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and rate it and review it. You can find us online at idontneedanactingclass.com and on Instagram at idontneedanactingclass. As always, if you have a question or a comment, please email Milton, questionsformilton@gmail.com. And who knows, he might address yours on the podcast. So again, that's questionsformilton@gmail.com. Hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you back here next time.